1985. The exterior of the 1985 model was unchanged from the preceding year, but with the numerous innovations introduced in the 1984, there were bound to be certain snags, most notably electrical problems and a somewhat rough ride. The latter was addressed by adjusting suspension rates. Springs, both front and rear, were made softer, by as much as 26% in some cases, and larger stabilizer bars were added to compensate for spring softness in certain models. Power of the basic 350 cubic inch engine was boosted from 205 to 230 horsepower with increased fuel efficiency through the improved fuel injection system. True fuel injection supplied by Bosch replaced the Crossfire injection system. Tuned port injection utilized a mass airflow sensor, an air cleaner mounted forward of the radiator, aluminum tube tuned intake runners, a mold cast plenum, and individual injectors for each cylinder. The brake master cylinder bore was increased and the brake booster was made of plastic, making it lighter and more corrosion resistant, a first in American car. Manual transmissions came with a heavier duty differential and rear axle gearing was improved. A full-length reinforced oil pan gasket improved the compression seal. Dashboard instrumentation was improved with cleaner graphics, less color and larger numerical displays. The fuel injection was retooled to prevent distributor spark ignition of exterior fuel vapors. The 1985 performed well enough to be declared America's fastest production car by One Trade magazine. It also took honors in the Top Gear acceleration test and tied Porsche in road handling performance. In one test, it hit 5.7 seconds in the 0 to 60 sprint and roared through the quarter mile in 14.1 seconds. It performed well enough to attract 39,729 buyers ready to pay $24,403 for the basic coupe.